Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our multidimensional mind. That's why I have two beautiful women here with me, Susan Ross and Shakina Rose, and they're part of the Supernatural Sedona, and we're going to get a little supernatural here, right? Naturally supernatural. Thanks for being here.
So delighted to be here today with global thought leader Alan Steinfeld. Oh,
it's nice to be a global thought leader. I never thought of myself as that, but it's really fun. I mean, it's beyond global, though, I think, where we're going.
Ah, universal thought leader. How's that sound?
How about multiverse?
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. Whoa, multiverse.
How about beyond thought?
I'll be a galactic thought leader.
No thought at all. Yeah. Okay.
But you have dedicated the last 20 years of your life.
I certainly have.
To interviewing thought leaders from around the world and beyond.
That's right. Other people have had families, careers, children, all that. I've just done thought leaders. You know, that's been my little creation. No, but thought leaders, and I say, you know, beyond thought. We have to go beyond thought. We have to create new ways of being. So, yeah, I mean, I know what you mean by thought leaders, but it's something that's emerging that is beyond thought leaders. That's what I'm reaching for. You know, something like this beautiful being is creating with her angelic, her pure connection to contact.
Right? Yes, that is such a good point, Alan, because, you know, people like Shakina who can really tune in to that communication from beyond, the higher guidance from the star people. And, you know, Shakina herself is definitely a star seed and dedicated to supporting the star seeds.
Mm. So, yeah, so here we are at this time of transformation, this time of transition. We need to awaken people watching and listening to a new level of consciousness. So what are you getting about that?
Exactly, I'm getting that because of a lot of contact I was sharing with you. Mm-hmm. I was just sharing with you that I was kind of feeling a little bit amiss because I do have so much contact, and that contact is in this, it's in this other way. It's in an expression of how we feel and way I like connecting and with these interdimensional beings is we connect more like on fully, like we're connecting fully. We're not connecting like linear. It's like a full expression of understanding. When I receive a download, it's not like linear. It's not just like I have to study it. It's like it's fully within my being. Mm-hmm. It's past, present, and future. And I also like the communication of the expression of this empathic, like, heart resonance of, like, merging with another individual, like merging with another being. Being able to be present in that way is extraordinary. And I feel that this is who humanity is as well.
That's
like that.
Yes.
This is who we are, and this is part of our divine original blueprint. Mm. And communicating with those beings, it's, you know, it's telepathic, it's empathic, it's heart radiance, which is extraordinary, but it's full. It's like so full. Mm. And that's who we are. That's who we are, and that's what we're, I feel.
We've forgotten that's who we are, though. We just think we're, like, looking at the world through this
limited
narrow
human perspective.
Yes, but thank you for reminding us about who we are, this full presence of vibrational, energetic forms that are picking up something, like I'm saying, beyond thought. Pure feeling is the key.
Ah, yes, and reaching out beyond ourselves and raising our vibrational frequency, those communications really start to come through, and we connect with our galactic brothers and sisters who we've been co-creating with all along.
Right, and you wanted to talk about ascension today, the whole overview of what that means. And I've been studying this, well, since I first kind of got awakened in 1981. I met this teacher who said he was an ascended being. I mean, I think he was. And had this transformation of consciousness. And then I knew it was possible to change the molecular vibration of this body, this little body, mm-hmm. this flesh body, into light. I think that's what I call the ascension process. And of course, there's been many traditions that have talked about this. The Tibetans talked about the rainbow body. Mm-hmm. The Toltecs, the Lakota Native tradition, talk about burning from a fire from within. You know, this channel being Rampa said he illuminated, Jesus turned his body into light. So I know human beings are capable of it. So like when this idea first started to become popular in the 80s, everyone wanted to ascend. And it was called like divine suicide. Everyone wanted to ascend and no one wanted to live. Ascension comes from, in my opinion, a life well lived. You know, you don't ascend to get out of here because you don't want to deal with this place. No, that's ridiculous. You're here to live the incarnational experience. And then, from a life well lived, when you can look at everyone and say, oh yeah, I feel what they're feeling, when you're empathic with everyone, when you own the human experience, the vibrational rate of the human body starts to accelerate, and it's more and more because the Earth's assisting us, but we have to be compassionate, in my opinion, for the totality of humanity in order to ignite the biophotonic potentials within the cellular structure. That's the ascension process, I feel. We light up after we feel what we're capable of becoming as compassionate, incarnational human being. Everyone wants to ascend, but no one wants to feel. If you're wanting to escape because mm-hmm. you're not happy or someone did something, that's not ascension. That's divine suicide. What are you feeling? Why are you saying, what's going on there?
Very profound.
It's so beautiful how you shared that and spoke that, and that has been so true. And as an emissary of the Blu-ray, I work with the star seeds that are, you know, empathic, that are really ultra-sensitive empathic beings that feel they're from the stars. And so often, all the time, myself included, it has been that we want to go home because this place has been so intense. Although, you know, the object truly is what you're speaking of, is to have this embodiment of the light experience and the heart experience with each other.
Right.
That's what I feel ascension is. It's not going off. So no other beings are going to come and help us and take us off this planet. I think that's ridiculous. That would be very difficult to try to go to a different planet. It's this planet that we're here to ascend and evolve. And I've had a couple of near-death experiences, and I think those have also made me kind of really sensitive. And each time I came upon like a different learning.
Right.
The first time I had my near-death experience, the only reason why I came back to this planet was to share and sing in the language of light. And then the last ones were about that, who we are to each other. That basically our relationships to each other, that we are like, we are God incarnate, and that we are God here to each other. And that's what we're here to do, is we're here to have these relationships with each other.
Right.
And
to feel.
Experience our God nature through each other, and not, like I feel like we've we're always giving to God. I always say that God doesn't need our prayers. I feel like humanity needs our prayers. Humanity needs our prayers, and to see each other, if we start seeing each other, like what you were saying, reaching out, and that's scary. That's a scary thing.
It's scary, but you can do it.
It's right. It's scary, but it's the bravest thing we can do.
Yes.
It really is.
To feel, and if you're having a difficult connection with somebody, that's the karmic experience of incarnation. And so you're bumping up against somebody, but it keeps happening until we own the feeling. It doesn't have to keep happening as part of the ongoing life here, but it only happens until we get it, until we can release that person by loving them for all of their, you know, inconsistencies. That's why we have parents who challenge us. You know, you think you're enlightened, spend a week and with your parents or something like that, right? So it's like that. It's like, though, yeah, I mean, we're not going anywhere if we think we're going to get away from the personal. I mean, the personal is part of the dharmic spiritual. We're here to deal on the interpersonal, the loving, the compassion, the purity. And then when we're at peace with that, that's when we're off the wheel, of incarnation. That's when we break the human mold. When you can have compassion, when you come to a place of you know, understanding.
Mm-hmm. That's a very powerful way to raise your vibrational frequency, is to activate the divine spark within each other, see God within each other, you know, recognize your fellow brothers and sisters as the gods and goddesses that they truly are, and really going out into the world every day and in every way, radiating love and light and offering inspiration and enlightenment and empowerment to the rest of humanity. Right. And that's how we raise our vibrational frequency individually and collectively.
I'll tell you a funny story. I'm online at a post office in New York, and it's a really crowded line. I'm behind this woman who looked like she just got back from India, some a hippie, you know, sort of spiritual type person. And she's in front of me, and she goes to the window, and the guy at the post office giving her a really hard time, like paying for a thing, and she just starts yelling, "You're too ugly to be God." And she walks out of that office. I thought it was shocking. It's like, oh my
goodness.
I know,
yes.
That funny?
You thought you were standing next to a very ascended being.
Right. And
very enlightened and not so much.
And there you go. We have to deal with our fellow human. That's why we're here in this classroom, because you know, we have all grades here.
So that's individual ascension, right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about global ascension, because I know you're a big fan of Keys of Enoch.
Yes, I love the Keys of Enoch. But before I go to global ascension, when I first heard the term ascension, I wanted to have a vision of what that was. How did it look? So I asked for a vision. And then I walk into this art gallery, and I see this picture of Alex Gray with the body turning to life. And I realized that's how my prayer was answered, not through an inner vision, but through an outer vision of seeing this painting. And I'll show you what that looks like. But then I knew that the prayer of an ascended body was answered. This is what it could look like. So yes, and moving into global ascension, we are not individual. What were you thinking?
I'm experiencing and seeing what you're saying.
Oh, she is so sensitive.
No, we activate each other.
Yes.
No, truly.
No, we are.
Just the answers come through us being together with each other.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I really feel the answers.
Yes.
The answers are within each other. They're all around us. Mm. They're coming to us in all these different ways. Through life, through each other.
Right.
It's happening. Not just through our meditations and connections, because that's changed. I don't want to get too much off, but that's seemed like that's starting to change a little bit. And there's more interreaction, like interreact more, because it's everywhere. The life force is everywhere. Mm. It's speaking to you everywhere. You know, look up, because if you look up, you're definitely going to see a lot of things in the sky.
Yes.
If you haven't seen, you know, extraterrestrial
phenomenon,
then you're not looking up.
That's right.
you're not opening up your eyes, because it's...
Take your eyes off your iPhone.
It's so prevalent.
Wasn't it Wayne Dyer who said you have to believe it to see it?
I think you have to see it sometimes, even if you don't believe it. You know, you can't just see... I mean, things are waking up in people that had no idea that such a
now
thing
more than ever
was possible. But
the veil is thin.
But you're right. It's a collective thing, you know, because we're in a, as Rupert Sheldrake says, a morphogenetic field, humanity. And we've been stuck in the violence, the wars, the abuse. All that has been part of the human field. that we've had to deal with as these beings in these bodies. But because the earth is vibrating at a quicker rate, it's vibrating our earth bodies, which is opening up new neuro pathways that bring in greater thought. So we have a chance to break through the old structures. Actually, I interviewed a woman named Carolyn Corey. You should interview her. She's great. She talks about the grid of the earth, and it was damaged. It was distorted, so it locked us into limited thought. But because of the help of the divine ascended beings, they have restructured this grid so we can now reconnect with the divine frequencies, which you have already been doing. I mean, you both have already done that. So now is a chance for humanity to hit the critical mass of 144,000, they say. You know, when 144,000 people wake up to this reality, that will put a shift in the morphogenetic field of humanity that will awaken everyone.
Activate the grid?
Yes, activate the grid, activate our human field, and then everyone will say, what was I thinking?
Before this happened.
That's a good one.
How could we be making war? How could we be, you know, that might be idealistic, but I think it's possible. I think we're about to graduate from the old realities into the new realities. That's what I call my show.
So can you, yes, you do call your show New Realities. Mm-hmm. So can you give us a little clarity around sort of the mechanics of how we have a 3D earth plane, and then, you know, we've transitioned into a 4D vibration collectively and globally, and now, you know, we're moving into this new earth that would be more of a fifth dimensional vibration.
Right. Right.
I know that since you're so familiar with the Book of Knowledge, there's some, you know, mechanical dynamics there. I wonder
well,
if you
I'm not sure. Why don't you tell me what you exactly, because it's so massive, the
yes,
keys of
right.
Enoch, and I've interviewed them like 40 times over the last 20 years, but what, because it's
this
like
particular earth shift that, you know, we're moving into cosmologically, really, where our solar system has moved into a certain alignment, making it possible for a fifth dimensional earth plane to sort of be superimposed upon the 3D plane. And as these come into alignment, my impression is that it's an opportunity for transformation, for global transformation, where those who, you know, have raised their vibration enough can sort of shift into this fifth dimensional earth plane and now experience a fifth dimensional reality.
I think Shekinah is actually living in, I mean, because she...
We can individually do that now.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, you are, for the most part, it not, I mean, of this realm, but you're connecting with the higher angelics, and that's your reality, and that's a fifth dimensional experience. That's what I would say. And then to the why you look disturbed?
No,
what are you thinking about?
When you're speaking, I'm like constantly like just tuning in like to the energies. Like when you're speaking, I'm like here. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I'm really listening, like experiencing here what you're saying. So that's why I look like that, because I'm actually tuning in, like right here. I'm like, okay, whatever you're saying, I'm tuning in here. So that's why.
Thank you. Well, I have a lot more to say.
That's why I look like that.
No, I appreciate that.
But Alan and Suzanne, I just want to say that. Well, you know, what you were sharing and everything, you know, I really feel that what you were saying about, we're talking about ascension, and you were talking about, you know, the divine beings that were, you know, assisting us, and I really feel in my heart, even more so now than others, that Suzanne and Alan, that you and we, like truly, I truly mean this from my beingness and from my heart, that we are these divine beings.
Oh.
No, truly.
No, I agree.
That
we
are God incarnate. And those beings are a reflection of our lineage. Mm-hmm. I really have experienced that they're a reflection of our lineage, and that's why also they're not doing so much for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not that why they're taking over and they're doing it for us.
Right.
Because literally, these beings that come to us, I feel that's our lineage,
mm-hmm.
okay?
I agree.
And we're the ones, though, mm-hmm. that have come
emissaries.
Into these bodies
mm-hmm. right.
truly to be awakened, and not just us, or not just the blue ray star seeds mm-hmm. that are empathic, because we all go through the veil a little bit differently. But I really feel like all of us on this planet, every single one of us, we're all included, and we're all a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because we're holding the different aspects of I feel like the God consciousness, all of that. I understand this like even more recently, that because I wanted to understand all that, like I wanted to understand like war and all that, because it used to be not easy for me, a sensitive being, that kind of stuff, a harsh world. But more evolution on my part, a few more death experiences I had to have. Listen, I had to have near-death experiences
to have.
You know, these
but
awakenings.
Even harder than that is the interactions with your fellow human beings. that's even more intense sometimes than, well, I mean, near death is pretty intense, but, you know, but the interactions and, you know, the relationships we've all had, that's the training also.
Yeah.
So how do you integrate that into the totality of the human experience?
Well, that's what I wanted to share, because mm-hmm. I feel like, every single bit a part of it, like I feel like we got to come down into the God field. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a God field, and in this God field is all of it, and there it's the war, it's everything, and it is as drastic as it may seem. It's a part of all of our God essence. It's like that we're here to experience that part of creation too, mm-hmm. so that we mm-hmm. are God creators.
Right.
That we're God creators. Like, I don't feel that God is, I feel like we're in the God field.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like we're God incarnate.
Yes, we are.
And that we can truly, we need to experience all of this, because it feeds a certain type of energy.
Right.
As we experience this, we're allowed to evolve. Like, we're so much powerful and divine than we realize. That's what I'm understanding more and more. And the veils are opening so much more than I have realized before.
Aww.
In the last 6 years, oh my goddess, the veils
mm-hmm.
have opened up. People are seeing so much more, yeah. experiencing so much more. People
wow.
are coming to me all the time and saying, oh my goddess, I'm seeing this, I'm experiencing this.
But it's
happening.
The key here is not to become that great angelic thing, but for to be embodied as the gods in the earth form. We're not evolving towards that. We are becoming more here, you know. People
yeah.
have thought of it, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
in the reverse. We're reaching towards something, but no, we're coming more fully in. We're bringing the God nature into the form, and
yes.
that has not been allowed, because we've been stuck with those animal passions, which have been fine, those animal struggles, survival, you know, food, and that's been a part of the human consciousness. But if we can take care of that, then we can really be here for what we truly desire to manifest these bodies, which is creative actions and feelings and evolved thought and thought leaders and all that. It's like that's the true purpose. It wasn't for struggle and surviving. It was for, now a cliche, thriving, you know, for thriving. What does that mean? To be the great beings that we've always been. To fully be alive in these bodies. Feel.
Yes, because of what's happening in the cosmos, I mm-hmm. truly believe that people are naturally becoming more spiritually inspired
mm-hmm.
and less materialistically motivated. And so as we do that, we can move into those higher chakras, and as individuals, we can become mm-hmm. those ascended beings, still interacting with our reality. But as we do that, as we wake up, raise our frequency, raise each other's frequencies, we start to experience realities that are higher, that are a little bit different than we were before. So our lives become this, you know, moment by moment, higher experience.
But don't forget the lower chakras too. You cannot rule those out, but you have to integrate those.
Yes, yes, yes.
All of it, because if you're just
staying grounded, exactly. You have to stay grounded.
Yes, grounded. Exactly.
Yes, we want to manifest in those things. Yeah.
You know, we have the animal body and the God soul, so we are the alchemical merging of those two frequencies. You know, it in a grand experiment of possibility.
Human, this God, God, human, yes.
God, animal, human. Mm-hmm. We are the bridge between heaven and earth. This is, I think, an experiment of creation. And maybe we'll make it this time. Maybe we will complete that circuit, the snake biting its tail. That's the sign of an awakened consciousness. This is who we are. We're awakening consciousness. We're nature, a part of nature, and we're the force that has created nature. So we're all of that. But yes, I appreciate what you're saying. And collectively, the more we have this conversation and the more people can hear it, it plants seeds.
Absolutely. Making that conscious effort. Mm-hmm. I think that is so important. Intentionally creating meaningful lives so that we can consciously evolve toward more enlightened ones.
That's right. And even if people don't have any idea what you're talking about, you have to say it because they will stretch. You know, so keep talking the angelic realms and keep bringing it in, because you're planting seeds of awareness in these higher octaves of downloadable frequencies. So I would love to hear from Shekinah's beautiful light language voice, if you want to share some of that, to just bring that.
So yes, the language of light, we talk about that quite a bit in the Book of Knowledge, in the Keys of Enoch, as being a universal language that does resonate at a higher frequency and has the ability to raise the vibration of those who, you know, listen to it, hear it, speak it, feel it.
And not only that, J.J. Hertog, who wrote the book Keys of Enoch, had this higher body. He actually ascended, I would say, by doing a light language frequency mantra, and these beings appeared to him and took him with his body off planet.
Yes.
So let's hear it, Shekinah. No, but if you want to bring that out, because I think, because it bypasses the mind, you know, these light language sounds, it activates the right brain, or the non-linear brain, to stretch, to awaken new possibilities.
You talk to Suzanne for a moment, because I'm going to...
I like what you're doing with your show, too. So talk about...
My co-host, Shekinah Rose, and I are producing a weekly television series from Sedona, from the heart of Sedona, because Sedona is a crystal city. It's a city of light. We truly believe that this is going to be a center for ascension.
It is already.
Yes, it is. It is a center for ascension. And so we have dedicated our show, Supernatural Sedona, to interviewing people out on the land, going out on the land into these portals, into these vortexes, revealing the crystalline nature of these iron ore red rocks. You know, Sedona vibrates already at such a higher frequency. It's one of those places on the planet that's a very powerful vortex. People come here and they get awake and they get enlightened because there's such a high electromagnetic frequency.
Yeah, so what is you've moved here from California, and what's been the change in your life since you've lived here?
As soon as I moved to Sedona, which was a dream come true, and I manifested that on my vision board, things just started to expand in every direction. I was very inspired to reach out into the community, and as I did, I met such enlightened, awake and aware individuals, and the opportunity to collaborate and co-create was just so expansive and exciting here. We do events and retreats and shows, and my co-host, Shekinah Rose, is very tuned into this land, and she takes us out into these powerful portal spots, and people like yourself from around
Thank
the
you.
World come here to visit us in Sedona. We have remarkable events here all of the time, so all of this will be on our show.
Well, Sedona for me is an awakened. When I come here, it's like being bathed in a frequency of love almost. Those red rocks, you know, are emanating heart-opening vibrations, feelings into me. I feel very at home, like being in a warm bath, you know, it's like that. And then more connections to the cosmos are created here for me.
Yes. Yeah. That is so true. I really believe the veil here between our worlds and the higher dimensions is so thin.
Yes.
That you can easily communicate with Source and have very profound experiences here out on the land.
Well, that's what we're going to witness right now.
Yes. Shekinah Rose is going to sing the language of light.
But tell us what you're going to do.
Well, it's tuning into what I call the language of light. And now this happened when I had my first near-death experience,
right.
And I only came back. I heard the music, and I had never sung before, ever, never. And when I came back, the only reason I came back was my soul realized I want to sing in the language of light. And
thank you for coming back.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad I did. And
we're so very glad she did.
Oh, goodness.
And that's right. You have forever to be over there, but here is
yes,
the time.
Yes, yes. And
we need you.
Also, what was interesting is that I give these frequencies in the language of light. I bring them out to YouTube, mm-hmm. and I...
Oh, yeah, thank you for allowing me to post that last one on my YouTube channel.
Thank you for posting it.
I got 700 views.
When I put these out there, because I know in service that that's what I need to do, that I need to get that out there, and mm-hmm. people have awakenings and connections, and I put one out there. There was this one, the first one that I put out after I got back from the light, and a physicist took my video and analyzed my vocals, I don't know if you realize that, mm-hmm. every moment, they analyzed my vocals, and they found all these frequencies. And a physicist found all these frequencies in my vocals, and it was all the 6 pure tonal notes of creation, the 528 miracles,
right.
Transformation, DNA repair, like all of those, Mark Rodden, mathematical equation of creation.
I don't know who that is.
Rodden's equation.
Okay, he came out with a mathematical equation of creation, and apparently they also resonate to that. So apparently the vocals resonate to all of these frequencies, and some they don't even know yet. They haven't discovered it yet. So what I know is science, I'm very grateful that science has said that, but what I feel is it's the language of light, it's the language of our soul.
So what happens to you when you access these frequencies? I mean, I'm just curious of like where your mind goes, because people watching may want to sing along.
No. Well, and so I was connecting, that's why I just went over there for a second, and what I did is, it'll be the first time, whatever comes forth will be because we're here together.
Mm-hmm.
It is our connection mm-hmm. with the divine matrix now, mm-hmm. and whoever will connect with us. And so I connect at the highest point where our souls meet God, Source, Creation, at the highest integrity of light.
Mm-hmm.
And all I know is that it starts to come forth, and any time I don't sing, I don't know about a note or a musical scale, but it's always like up. I just always am tuning like up to the higher frequency.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
I want to feel it. I want to feel like it. It's a tune-up.
Oh.
I feel that heart expansion. Mm-hmm. Don't go back to your personality. You have to stay there. It's beautiful to see the change in your sense of being. It's like you were transcended your personality, and you were bringing through the pure goddess essence with no thought. You were just being, and as you return to the personality, I see, you know, your eyes change, but there's something that stays. I think the more you do that, the more you'll start to merge with the divine feminine, with the purity of the matrix, the creatrix, you know, as you bringing this beauty into form, into manifestation for people to vibrate at the frequency of that sound of light.
Alan, this, oh, can I just have to share this with you? This felt very beautiful, and I have to say, truly, remember I was saying about the angelics? Mm-hmm. This was because of us. This came forth. This was so angelic. Mm-hmm. But there is a Shekinah energy of this light, and I like a peace, and like the peace stuff and the Shekinah and the angelic energy. And truly, it's because of us. It's mm-hmm. because of when Suzanne and Alan came together. Mm. When we all came together right here and now, this is what was created. I'm truly saying that it's because of us. Oh. I felt Suzanne's energy. I was over here aligning us to the highest good. And through our connection, that's what come forth, this beautiful like light of, like, I want to say like Shekinah and the angelic energy of like peace. Because all of us are, we're peacemakers. Mm-hmm. We truly are. We're so connected to the light, each one of us. Mm-hmm. And collectively, that's what happens. That's mm-hmm. what this language is about. Mm-hmm. And all the beings that are will see this or will hear this, mm-hmm. they're included. Right. I truly mean that. Otherwise, this would, like, look at, I got the chills. This would not come through.
No, I
it's
feel that.
It's really because of us. Mm-hmm. That this came through.
You know, I feel that whatever was coming through, it's good to feel. Let yourself feel. It's beautiful.
It's so beautiful that
let yourself have it. No, it's okay. But that which was brought through is who you really are. This yeah. other pretend being that tries to fit into the world, that tries to make people happy, that does all those things. That's an artifice. That's like a shell of the pure expression that you really are. This is not really you. Mm. This is a pretend model. I mean, we're all that. We're all pretending to be. But I saw the God, goddess in you be the purity of your being. And that's what we're all trying to awaken, become. That's ascension in a way, when you can stay in that space. And feeling is beautiful. I love that you're feeling like this, because this is the key. It's okay, you don't have to hold back. Where your feeling is even greater than that expression.
I'm feeling this because of you.
Thank you.
Really am. I'm feeling this because of you, Suzanne, because of the light that I was experiencing and our angelic connection. Mm. I'm feeling this because of you, Alan, because of our angelic and our light in Shekinah, our Chariots too. Because of those connections, I'm feeling that. So it's a little, I accept that.
It's beautiful.
I will accept, because I know it's really important is to accept what others are sharing with you, when others share something with you, it's important that you say, I accept that. I accept that, because it's God essence speaking to you.
Yes.
And
yes.
Truly, it is because of us together, collectively. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
I do accept it. I can see it. The light.
Well, love vibration.
Well, look at the light in her eyes. Something's yes. awakening in there. Wow. It's light.
I really appreciate what you're saying, my dear, because I do feel like the divine spark within each and every one of us is really shining so brightly right now. And like Alan, I had a big heart activation. And just the love I feel for both of you in this moment is very powerful. And it's such an incredible blessing.
But she's so humble in a way. I mean, because she's, I mean, I feel like you've worked on clearing a lot of the dogma of personal feelings and allowed yourself to just take the cosmos in.
Well, I wanted this. I haven't felt the beings haven't come in a while. So they haven't come in a while, and when they come, I get to experience this this heart radiance and this way of sharing with another being that is transcendence. It's just through like, it's like acceptance. It's like complete acceptance of like who we are, and it's like shared through your heart, and it's also of like your whole being. And it's been a while since I've experienced that, and I know that I have to like be here, and I having so many experiences, I can't always want that. Like I can't always want to have those experiences with those beings. That's why I feel like they haven't come in a while, because I have to have it with you, and I have to have it with Suzanne, and I have to have it with you, all the people that are connecting in and seeing this or hearing this, like I have to have it with you,
right.
And the other thing about that too is so that's why it's so powerful for me, because it's like, oh, I really want that. I want that feeling again, and so you both were able to awaken that within me, and it's so glorious and it's so beautiful that it's just my whole body and being. And I just want to share that the beings on here on the planet that I know of that are like ETs, the whales and the dolphins, they're the ones that are like, they're literally, they have that consciousness, and they're out here on the planet,
right?
Like as living beings from this other aspect, but they carry that same heart radiant transcendence. They're working in the other realms. So there's not just, you know, beings that are out there in the interdimensional field. There are beings right here on this planet.
I was just in a whale dolphin sanctuary where we were in Sedona. I wish you could have.
You wonder what, a whale sanctuary in Sedona?
Yes. Yes, the person I'm staying with was very much involved with whales and dolphins. So I'm really connecting to that consciousness. Oh. But the other thing I wanted to say to you is when you're in that state, that is ascension. You are ascending the old vibration of the body. That's our pure state. You are sparking everyone who's watching into the possibility of their own expanded love frequency. So this is who you are. If you could stay there in that purity, I mean, that's the goal. I mean, to keep, and if you don't, you don't. It's no big deal. But when the more you're there, the more you lift the frequency of everyone on the planet. You know, like someone like Jesus, you know, did that, Buddha. These are the great beings who merge with the non-ego consciousness of pure love, and they lift the planet because of that. So this is what collectively we're trying to do, is be in this state together, so the actual frequency of the human drama is lifted to the ascended frequencies, to the ascended level of pure light beyond the ego mind. You see, you're not in your ego when you're in your pure feeling. You're transcendent. transcendental. This is the key right there. We witnessed it right here. The key to the ascension codes right there. I mean, that's what we're all, I mean, I'm being a little mental about it, intellectual, but I can feel it and see it and then merge with or resonate with that frequency, the Shekinah Rose frequency of this call.
And I must say, being a good friend of sweet dear Shekinah, you hold that vibration very well throughout your interaction with the 3D world around you. I have to say, she illuminates love and light and is radiant in every moment of every day, all the time.
But it's not her. Sorry.
Thank you.
It's what is the beyond her. You know, this is why the personality, you could see in her expression, the personality doesn't know what to do with, like, this thing, because it's not the personality. But we all have a personality. It's like the body. We all have a body. It's the vehicle for the God, goddess, force to manifest, the personality. But then it starts, in my opinion, starts to erase the personality as it sort of emanates in form, you know, as... So we need a personality to get to that place. You know, if you don't have a personality, you don't know how to manifest. But once you work through that, and suffering, you know, we all suffer because of the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, as Shakespeare said. But as we work through that, as we integrate, as we own those experiences, that allows the, you know, the fruit to grow, the seed, the tree to grow from that fruit. And so I think we're moving into this next phase where there won't be the same. I mean, right now, of course, there is the suffering on the planet, but as humanity realizes this road to ascension, we can be more harmonious and loving and lift the world out of the suffering. And now I think we're seeing that. We're seeing all the past atrocities coming forward and being exposed, all the, in a way, ugliness, but being embraced. We have to embrace that, own it, love it, and then we can move on. Unless you own it, meaning you're one, you're at peace with that past, then it keeps haunting you. But as you move to those realms, you can close right back. And you're awakening those higher octaves in your mind as you know, you're out here, Shekinah, right? Your field of consciousness is out here. It's not, as you merge with what's out here and there, then you're merging the two worlds. You're bringing 5D into the 3D, and the 3D into the 5D, and we're creating a new civilization of awakened ones. And this is the early phases. We're like the little plant shooting out of the ground, you know, the hard earth, and you're sprouting. I can see you sprouting. we're awakening, hopefully, together.
Together.
Absolutely.
Together.
Collectively, we are awakening.
Supporting each other.
Supporting each other and together.
We're bringing through different pieces.
Exactly. That is what's really important.
That's what supernatural Sedona is all about. Because Sedona is a fertile ground for this, because it has the earth frequency so harmonious because of the red rocks, the magnetic fields that are created here, the extra oxygen that's being pulled in from the iron. So we're in a heightened state in Sedona. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we can think new thoughts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you close your eyes, I can feel you're like connecting in there. Go, yeah, I can feel that. It's like you're tapped into something, and it's great. I don't think you have to be embarrassed about it. I think you can just let yourself have it if you want to.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you. It is. It's because of us.
Right. And your vision to go for it. Bringing through the communication. This is what I'm doing too. Is is planting a seed for that higher consciousness. So I think we're all hopefully making a difference that the rest of the world may find peace and relief in a new possibility of being.
Everyone is important. Each contribution is important, whether it's verbalized or not. Like if you're just being in your beingness, if you're not reacting to anger or whatever that it is, and you're standing in line, every part of us is important. However that we're expressing it or not expressing in this way,
but it's
all collectively, it's all important, and it's all, I feel, all significant.
Right, but if you are reacting to your anger, let yourself feel it and own it, saying, wow, this is anger, I'm really angry, because you don't want to deny that, but if we can let ourselves feel it without striking out, you know, you just feel that sensation. What does anger feel like in the body? And without engaging those endorphins that are activated because of, but if you just let yourself feel what those experiences of sadness, anger, you know, jealousy, without reacting to it, like we're the observers, then we own that part of the human experience.
Yeah.
And then we don't have to create those things again, because we, on a soul level, know what that's feeling, that feeling of those core emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know the feeling, that's all your soul wants. Your soul wants the human experience of all of it.
Yes, that's so true.
When you're angry, let yourself be angry without yelling or screaming or hitting or doing,
attacking another human being.
Exactly.
Without hurting another human being.
But just let yourself feel it in your, so you're not denying it, but you're not engaging it. You're just letting yourself have it.
And use it. You can also use it.
Yes.
You can actually take that and use it and fuel it.
Yes. But a little anger there.
Bring it up.
Okay. But no, that's the key to why we're here, to have all those base, gross human emotions and then to transcend it. But we have to have that. You know, a lot of the New Age spiritual people don't want to have that. And they're not going anywhere. Sorry. They're not leaving this place until they have those feelings, those experience, whatever their dark side is, and to just acknowledge it and really let themselves say, yes, that's part, and I've learned that one, if you really have, and forgive yourself and move on. But, you know, we're here to have it all internally as an experience without imposing that on other people, because it's really, you know, not anyone else's problem. What's going on here, we have to deal with that. Whatever someone else makes us feel, it's not their fault. They're giving us an opportunity to feel.
What I have noticed.
Had a few of those, right?
much.
Well, aren't they great now
course.
That you're on the other side of it?
Well, I still experience everything, and that's what I wanted. Being younger, I mean, that's what I used to say. I want to feel human. I want to be human. I want to know human. I want a new human.
Right.
And then as I gotten more years have passed, it's like I want again. It's like, okay, what is human now? I want human.
Right.
I want to know what human is now.
Well, you'll keep having it until you have it all in a good way, you know, because all those things are human. They're part of the ascension process.
Yes.
Because that's why we've come here, to have, you're not going anywhere unless you've had the human stuff.
Yes.
And that's what people have thought ascension is going to save them from their humanness. And my opinion is, no. The human is the reason for being in the physical, emotional bodies.
I still feel it's really critical, though, to intentionally engage in spiritual practices.
Oh, of course.
Consciously try to make that ascension happen.
Yes, but I think the spiritual part is observing the human without engaging the actions.
Yes, right. But it feels to me like, in my own personal experience, mm-hmm. like the more I engaged in spiritual practices, the more I connected to my higher self
right.
and all of my higher guides, the more they appeared to me and channeled through me. And the more I started to live that 5D life, even if it was kind of like fake it till you make it, mm-hmm. honestly, less interactions arose that triggered anger in me.
Right.
Less, you know, situations came into my reality that caused me to feel angry or jealous or whatever. It's like when you make that conscious effort every day to, you know, be that spiritual self, to merge with your higher self, you're just naturally have less experiences that trigger those emotions.
If you do have them, it's you say, wow, look how beautiful it is to have a little piece of that human essence still remaining that I can look at and feel, and once you accept it, then
yeah, like I feel like notice it arising, you know, explore it. I love that Eckhart Tolle, you know, talks about being the witness, you know, because of course we all are still human, and you know, something arises, and you know, I like to witness it and observe it and say,
face, embrace, erase.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, that came up for me. And so explore it and try to work, you know, work through it. And knowing that, you know, if you can recognize what triggered it, you can, you know, you can make a point to work on that so that it does arise less and less and less for you.
Right. I think, you know, this is, why did we come here in the first place? To have a human experience.
A 3D experience.
We're already ascended on some level, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the having the human experience adds to the breadth of creation of our God beings. We were painting the painting, but we jumped into the painting to see what our own creation was like. And now we've experienced that in its beauty and totality. And we bring this back into the oneness. So we develop these personalities to expand the mind of God, if you want to call it that.
That's what I feel. What about,
right.
Can you give us...
Sure.
Because I know... Can you give us any special, unique updates?
Yes.
Can you give us any special, unique understanding from... your contact in the desert.
Oh, well, you've had a lot of contact in the desert. I just had a conference called Contact in the Desert, which was in Joshua Tree for 4 days. 3,000 people from around the world gathered to share their UFO ET experiences. And what I find is that, you know, in the old days of UFO conferences, it used to be the nuts and bolts, oh yeah, there were ships, it was made out of this, it goes this fast. And now people are talking about perception and consciousness and awareness and making contact as an internal kind of greeting, as a way of feeling and changing our awareness of reality. So contact is not like they're going to land on the White House lawn. Contact is how we change the way we perceive reality, how we get outside the human matrix, what you were saying, how we start to feel there's like frequencies where beings may just be pure light and color, mm-hmm. and they're interacting as color fields mm-hmm. that are exchanging the, I can see it in you, the pink and blue, and to have the feelings, like when you look at this blue, it generates a feeling. I mean, I didn't do this at Contact, I'm just adding this. But the feeling and the perceptions of something that truly is non-human is available to human consciousness, but we have to transcend the way we think of humanness. So what's happening at Contact now is I think, I noticed there, what we thought of as the human being, you know, someone like we talk about in their emotional drama, is not who we are. We are of a cosmic nature. We can communicate with those beings if we just open our mind to thought, and so many people, I asked, because I was emceeing, I asked people to raise their hand, how many people have had some internal contact? At least half the people raised their hand, and they've had some kind of telepathic message, and this is what we're moving into in the human field as well. We're moving into the belief in our subjective reality. So I can't argue with your experience. You had that experience just now. I'm not going to say you didn't have it. In the old paradigm, in the 3D, 4D world, they would say, no, it's impossible. You're making it up. It's ridiculous. That's because they thought, in this old paradigm, there was an objective reality. But as we're seeing with quantum physics and Einsteinian theory, there is no objective reality. There's only your reality or my reality. And we are merging realities, just like everyone watching. But this is what I'm seeing at contact. The belief in one's subjective experience is now more powerful than the imposition of some objective reality. And that's where contact is going to be made. Mm. That's mm-hmm. what's happening. That's what we've been in training for.
I love that. That's what we've been in training for.
Yes. That's what you're bringing in.
Asking you shall receive. I think people who really want contact, you know, because I come, I haven't had contact. What do? And it's like, asking you shall receive.
And don't be freaked out.
You open your heart to these extraterrestrial beings who are our brothers and sisters, our galactic family. Mm-hmm. You know, ask and you shall receive. Ask to tune in to your Pleiadian other selves or your Sirian or your Arcturian. Mm-hmm. And it's phenomenally miraculous. They will appear to you and communicate through you. Mm-hmm. And they have a message for humanity.
Right.
And that's why it's so important for us to tune into them. Because we can be the emissaries bringing through those messages for humanity at this time of ascension. They want to merge with us.
Yes, no, that's exactly it. They don't come in the way you think they're going to come. It's outside the fixed reality. It's what they call separating the noise from the signal. You know what I mean by that? The noise is all the scattered chatter of the mind. The signal is the pure connection mm-hmm. to the source. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going.
And intention.
Yeah. But the signal doesn't happen from the old mind. This is what I noticed. Mm-hmm. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, you want a communication with the ETs. Well, it's not going to come in any way you think it's going to come. It's going to come from outside a field of knowing. It's new. This is why I call my show New Realities. It's exactly the reason, because something unknown is imprinting itself on our awareness, and all we have to do is say yes, be open to it. It may be scary because we don't know it, but if you know it, it's not it. When you bring through those sounds, it's not anything you know.
Spontaneously. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's definitely been my experience in trying to contact with other beings is spontaneously. I was recently connected with my Lyran higher self, Larenzi.
Really?
And as soon as I connected into Larenzi, I started speaking a language that is not English language. And as I tuned into her frequency, I spontaneously started speaking this language that was outside of my mm-hmm. human experience. And I thought, I should be recording this because
wow.
I've never heard this before. And then I asked my Lyran higher self, who vibrates at a fifth dimension, can you translate that for me, please? And she said, yes, my dear, I am the tigress. I am the lioness who is bringing you courage and strength that you need here and now to achieve your mission.
Beautiful. Thank you
for
sharing that.
Did not expect that to happen.
Thank
so
you.
Just, you know, tuning
you didn't
into
expect to say that right here?
No. I didn't, you know, I didn't expect that to happen at the time. So like you were saying about having an experience that is outside of your knowing, I did not know that was going to happen. I had never experienced that particular type of messaging coming through before in that way. My Arcturian brothers and sisters communicate with me in a different way.
Right.
But, you know, the personality of that race of beings, you know, each one of them comes through differently, but they have a message for me and a message for humanity.
Well, what I was getting as you were just speaking is that the Lyrans created time for us. That's what I just got, because what we're doing speaking is creating time, because I'm just thinking of like going back and editing this thing. We've created time here in the show as an expression of consciousness, but if we didn't do this, we'd have collapsed time, you know. So we're creating time that extends beyond time. I don't know, it just came to me as a as a Lyran orientation, as you brought through the Lyran.
Nancy is coming through all of us now.
Yeah, because we're living in this linear flow, but we're really outside of it from the Lyran system, and we are watching it unfold as we play along with in creation.
You know what feels really important to me right now is this oversoul, and that's certainly what J.J. Hurt talks about, and he has a book called Over-Self Awakening, or Oversoul Awakening, yes, is that our oversoul has, you know, is emanating these 12 aspects of our being. And, you know, us here now, maybe fifth, you know, fourth dimensional beings, this is the fourth and fifth dimensional aspects of ourself, but connecting into, you know, 5D Lyran, 6D Arcturian, 7D Pleiadian, 8D Sirian. You know, I think as we call in these emanations of our higher self, as we pull, as we connect in with those other selves, we can fully merge with our oversoul.
Definitely.
And I think that's so important to do right now.
Definitely.
Reach out, you know, ask, you know, connect into your other selves. Ask for that experience to come into your, and I love what you say, without an expectation.
Right.
Because this could be totally outside of what you know, or what you expect.
It should be outside of what you know. It should be the new thing. I think, you know, we and, you know, I mean, I like what you're saying, but the 8D, 5D, I don't know if we even know what that means. Those are names for states of awareness that we need to label, but they're beyond anything the human mind can conceive. So we need to just be taken into the abstract, into the where you went with the Lyra and stuff. That was beautiful. That's like you're bringing through the frequency of that Lyran energy, but humans don't really know what that even means. We're transcending the human form.
This is what I want to share about this, because I think this is important. I do soul readings and I work with people, and this always happens. This always happens. This contact, it's so varied. So often I'm working with a being and they, and I know that they're being contacted by the angelics or by this or that, and they're not for sure, because it doesn't happen just like that. It's not always going to happen by a ship or by certain kind of communications. It is real contact, I feel, is what you're saying, is really open. It's transcendental. Sometimes you'll get a signal in your ear. A contact. Sometimes you'll see lights, certain kind of lights, certain kind of reflections. You'll see like orbs, spheres. It'll come in your everyday life. Contact is large. It's interdimensional, and it doesn't always come in one particular way. Mm-hmm. It's what you were saying. It's really expanded. Yes, sometimes maybe you'll hear, you know, telepathic messages and different things like that, but I think we're being contacted so much more than we realize, because of what you were saying is that we're so used to experiencing contact in a certain way, and it's been going on for a long time, and our sensories are, I feel, opening up and expanding, and because of that, we're experiencing contact in a lot of various ways, so many different ways, through nature, so many different ways than just seeing a ship or, you know, telepathic communications, which are great. But I just want to assure us that you're having contact if you ask, but it's probably happening in a lot of various ways through your life.
Yes.
It's happening like interdimensionally and ultra-sensory, And also, what I am experiencing is our senses are expanding, is what you were saying. Mm-hmm. Our senses are expanding,
yes,
so that we're receiving more of this context. So it's happening in a lot of ways.
Right. We haven't even begun to really use the capacity of our mind, our inner senses.
Yes.
When I do workshops, I'm doing a workshop coming up at Alex Gray's place. You know, the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors. Do you know his work?
No, huh? I mean, I do know Alex Gray. Yeah.
I'm doing a multidimensional mind workshop. That's what the vision I saw of Alex Gray went. But I do an exercise of putting our consciousness on the ceiling. And when everyone does that, you can feel it. You can feel everyone's mind is up there or on your feet or on a person, sending them healing. You know, we have this facility to project consciousness because we are these are receivers and senders in a sense. We're not really here. These are avatars of being.
Yes, I love that, Alan. That's what we need to do is we need to engage in activities.
Yes.
Activate our divine capabilities.
Yeah, so you're receiving. These are receivers like a radio, you know? We're fine-tuning from AM to FM, like a whole new frequency, and you're going to a whole other station. There's more frequent, and this is the most incredible instrument ever created, the heart and mind, but the facilities to pick up higher frequencies of thought, we're picking up these thoughts, and we're not really generating them, they're transducers that are expressing them, but it's like a radio. You're not going to open it up and find, like, you know, Mick Jagger inside that radio. But, you know, that's receiving the messages or the signal. We're like that. We're receiving it.
Yes.
And it's been, confused by the conditioning of the personality through religion and media and politics and education. They've all put a damper on the possibilities of frequency, but we have that potential, and this is what we're open. This is what you're doing when you do those things, whatever you want, the sounds, you're fine-tuning your frequency or making the Lyran connection, or I'm just like expounding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this is coming from, but it's like we're fine-tuning those connections beyond the old frequencies,
and everyone can do it. I love that you're doing workshops, because the more that we fine-tune those abilities to tune into those higher frequencies, you too can sing the language of light. You too can tune into your Lyran or Pleiadian or Sirian self. I love that you're activating that divine dormant DNA, because that will allow us to have telepathy, telekinesis, teleporting, you know, all of it.
Yeah.
Because we are that.
It's the right
higher
brain.
Consciousness.
It's what I say in these words, it's the right brain is connected to the cosmos, to the creative side. But in school, from the time we're 5 years old, we're taught to think only left brain, only rational, linear, logical thoughts. And if we have an irrational thought, we're told it doesn't count, it doesn't exist. And you know, the Native Americans say a bird can't fly with only one wing. We've been flying with only half our brain. So as we merge and open up those connections, those internet, like the dolphins and whales, they're whole brain creatures. You know why? Because they only sleep on one side. That's not why, but they are connected. And when they sleep on half their brain at one time and the other half, because they're conscious breathers. They're always conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could become more dolphinic, dolphin-like, cetacean nation, we'd be these whole brain creatures and access the internet, you know, that inner connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would say to people, if you just thought your computer could only get anything that was programmed on there, then you would, and had no idea about the internet, you would think, oh, well, of course, whatever's on the computer is just something I put it there. But with the invention of the internet, we realize we have access to this other infinite, nearly infinite space. Well, that's the same with our right brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's access to this infinite mind of creation that are now merging. So the left brain, the logic with the intuitive, creative, Shekinah side of our connection is merging and creating the greater human being. This is the ascension as well, the whole brain being.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we all have very divine gifts. We just need to activate mm-hmm. and focus on consciously awakening that divine DNA within us. Mm-hmm. You know, keep that divine spark lit by activating your heart.
Uh-huh. Being creative.
Yes.
Being creative. The ways in which this happened, I think, naturally, is mm-hmm. that for myself, I go on the land. Like, I have to have yeah. a connection to the land daily. And I just got to get out there, and I got to be. It's like it puts me at that bounce, zero point. I'm communing with nature. I'm not thinking about it. I'm just being. I'm communing. Creativity. That's another thing. Be creative.
Right.
Whatever that you're doing, and allow yourself to be creative, because that opens up those divine connections.
Exactly.
Music. Yes. Even listening to music.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listening to music. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of ways that you don't have to just like it's like work, mm-hmm. but you can just be. Mm-hmm. Like, allow yourself to be creative, allow yourself this, listen to the music, go out in nature, just have fun.
Yes, having fun.
Have fun.
Have a
swim.
Yes.
Do those things, because that always opens up. Because when I dance, a lot of times that's what happens is I love to dance, mm-hmm. and I'll put on my headphones, and I love the disco. Okay, so I put it on, and I'll be dancing, and then all of a sudden it's like bam. I open a doorway and I know something. I get a download,
yes, exactly.
Or it's like, okay, this is it. I created a download for the configuration for the Stargates.
There you go.
It just happens. It's like, because it's being in the flow, I feel.
Right.
Being in the flow. So those things that are calling you, right. whatever that, you know, whatever
unique.
Whatever
your expression is, dance,
yeah.
your singing, your light language, that's pure creativity coming through you. Writing, you know,
writing,
planting,
yes.
planting a garden.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be mm-hmm. in any old form. Writing a computer program. Some people get
yes.
off on that. You know, I don't, but you know, some
yes.
people do. Or
yes, yes,
or just
yes. Whatever lights your fire,
mm-hmm.
whatever ignites the
yeah.
passion within you,
yeah.
mm-hmm. I think activates your heart space, and that's really where the communication comes in through.
And
it's connecting into your heart space.
And that's
it's
contact.
Expanding from there.
Exactly. That's contact.
Contact.
Yes.
That's cosmic contact.
I think
you
got it.
Heart to
that's
heart
contact.
To heart.
That's contact.
Connecting to the heart of Mother Earth. Connecting
yeah.
to the heart of the cosmos.
All kinds of contact.
Right?
We're making contact.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
well,
yes, yes, yes.
Very stimulating, wonderful.
This has been fun for me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank
Aww.
You. Thank you for inviting me on.
Of course.
Thank you, my dear.
Good to see you again.
Oh.
Our angelic connection. Our
this
angelic connection.
Really
this angelic
here.
Connection just really came through. I love it.
Well,
thank you for giving
here.
Me this. Yes, this beautiful experience. Truly.
Oh, thank you for giving
me. I asked, you said ask. I was like, I want that. I need that. I haven't had that, you know. You guys haven't, you know, where are you? Okay.
Well, they were waiting for us.
And
they
it's like, here.
They were waiting for this
it's,
time.
It's
they
through
were
us.
Saving it up.
The angelics. Angelics, I just, they're one of my places that I connect to.
Thank you for being vulnerable and open enough to share
yes.
such a pure state.
Mm. Well, thank you for asking. You're welcome, welcome.
You are making the inroads that will then develop language, I think. That's what I see with you. I mean, you're transcendent beyond, you know, you have to be in your left brain to make language, you know. It's a different way of thinking. When you get direct downloads, it's
yeah.
There's no language for it. That's why the language of light, that's why light language is just such an important thing. Because
that's what
the universal light language.
That's
yeah.
what I like doing. That's what I like the most. Because
pure.
I feel I can communicate the better.
Yes.
The most. That's how I can communicate
right.
is through the language.
Yeah.
We could do this all day, right?
Yeah.
Such a beautiful, gentle, sweet
yes,
soul.
Yes, Alan,
right
you are.
Yeah,
you
and
are.
Brilliant.
Really.
Yes.
Thank
so.
You.
Brilliant, radiant light.
We could go on and on.
Yes,
we
could.
Should spend a couple hours down on the vortex. Tuning in, because I can see when you close your eyes, I can see like your mind is accessing something.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. We really have activated each other, and I hope we've activated you as well.
So
it's been beautiful. It's been
mm-hmm.
wonderful. Thank
it
you.
Is. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. Thanks for listening and watching. Thanks for being.